Voting for the SU election has now opened. URN has all the information that you will need to make a well-informed choice about who to vote for in this year's student leader elections. Voting closes at midday on the 17th of March, so be sure to make your vote count. Stay tuned to the Pulse on URN from 5 till 6 every evening for our award-winning coverage before the night itself on the 17th of March. You're listening to Question Time on URN.
Hello and welcome to this special Question Time edition of The Pulse. I'm joined by Martin Nguyen, who is a candidate to be your Activities Officer. For the first time in recent memory, the Activities position is uncontested due to Joe McGeehan dropping out. Martin, what do you think this says about the state of student participation in the SU, or do you think this is a result of you scaring all the opposition away?
No, not at all. I think it is a bit disappointing, and it does kind of reflect the way like student participation has been sort of dwindling in recent years, in especially student union elections. It is disappointing to be only candidate. It would be nice to have a few others in the mix, but it's all good. But I do think it does come down to a problem of publicity with the SU. I think they could definitely increase publicity just to make sure that everybody knows what's going on, because I think a lot of people just don't really know what this is, especially if you're in first year.
Just kind of moving on to some of the topics to do with the SU that have occurred this year. Recently, the SU decided to cancel their event Seven Legged due to events occurring in October. Can I get your personal opinion on the cancellation?
For me, it's difficult because obviously SU are in between a rock and a hard place at times. They want the best for the union. They don't want a bad reputation, but at the same time, Carnival was the Seven Legged being with Carnival has been such a big part of my university career. I've really enjoyed getting involved with it in first year, and I think they do such great things. And the Seven Legged was such a big thing for them to keep all their funding going. A lot of people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but they really needed that. So it is disappointing to hear that, because I obviously love Carnival and I love what they do. And it is disappointing to see that the SU has got rid of that event, but I do kind of sympathise from both sides. I can understand the need for them to do it. But yeah, in my personal opinion, I was a bit disappointed at that.
Yeah, of course. And the SU have announced that they will run a similar event next year, but with a different theme in conjunction with Carney. While Crisis have announced that they will run the seven-legged event next year as well, how do you think the SU event will compete? And if you are elected to Activities Officer, I presume you will probably have some sort of say in how the SU event will be run. And do you think it can, you know, everyone loves Crisis, do you think it can compete?
I think it would be difficult, in my honest opinion. I don't think they're going to come in there with a first year and smash seven-legged out of the park, because it's such a staple part of sort of Nottingham life, and it's a bit of a tradition. Everybody does love it. But at the same time, I do think that if the SU do provide Carney with the right support, they do put on the right event. What that event is, I haven't heard yet. I don't know if you know a bit more about it than I do, but it's going to have to be something big, and it's going to have to be done right. But if I were to be elected, I can assure that like I would definitely support Carney. I really love what they do, and I want them to carry on. And without Seven Legged, there has been some talk, like it does put them in jeopardy. So if the event was good, and again, I'd just love to support them whatever way I could to make sure that the event is big as Seven Legged, then that'd be great.
Now moving on to your manifesto, one of the first points there is to organise SU run events to re-engage students and to get them involved with the union during refreshers.
Of course.
What kind of events do you have in mind, and how would you make sure that they engage students, especially students from different backgrounds or with different interests?
So I think with January refreshers, students really want to get back involved in the union. So the events that are going to be put on, they're just going to be kind of events that get people out of halls, especially the first year students, get people onto campus for the second year and third year students. So whether it's just like a big fun day on the downs, or whether we get some careers based events that are really well publicised in, and we use the different channels that we can to publicise them, I think that will complement what the SU is trying to do with Kickstarter and refreshers, by getting people out and getting them knowing about what's going on and joining events, joining societies again, because I didn't know about refreshers this year, and a lot of people that I've spoken to, just it's just not really a thing. So yeah, it's a massive, massive thing, and part of my manifesto. I really want to change that. In terms of what kind of events are going to be put on, so I was the welcome coordinator in terms of nighttime events, so we put on a lot of inclusive events, so I know how to put on events. It is very much like my cheese and crackers. I've done a lot of event work before, and I know how to put on an inclusive event. I know that not everybody's going to want to go out and get drunk, not everybody's going to want to go to a fun day, but as long as there's a variety of events on for students, then I think that they will get engaged again in January.
Do you think there's a problem then in the mindset that people have towards Refreshers Fair, that they think, oh, I've been to Freshers Fair, or, you know, it's close to my exams, I don't want to be walking around Portland?
I think that may be part of it, but at the same time, I think the SU has a bit of a responsibility to get students re-engaged in the Students' Union. I'm not going to sit here and say that it's bad, but I'm saying that Refreshers just doesn't get the publicity it needs. It doesn't have the hype around it that it needs. And I said that in my manifesto. I think a lot of universities that people go to, whether it's Newcastle or Leicester or Sheffield or Loughborough, you hear about really big refresh events. Everybody's getting re-engaged with Students' Union. At least that's the sort of perception. So whether it's just a perception change that needs to happen in the Students' Union, that is one step closer. But I think it is both the students having done it already, but at the same time, the SU could do so much more to really engage students there.
Now, you have got a lot of ideas for Refreshers Fair, as I can tell. But I was wondering to get your thoughts on Welcome Week, because obviously some of our old students still remember the tent where all the societies and lots of the sports clubs could be advertised. Do you think we'll see a return to that next year, and would it be something you would push for if elected? Yeah.
I think it's something that we've tried to get back to, or rumour has it that the SU is trying to get back to, because I think that was the best way to do it. Having a centralised sort of tent, everybody knows where it is and everybody goes there. That's where you get your sports societies, that's where you find out all your information. So having that would be fantastic. I would really love to push for that again. I don't know if it is still going to be possible because of obviously the new David Ross Sports Centre and other barriers that will stop us, but I think it is a lot better system than how we've had it the last year, where it's scattered around campus. So if it was possible, I would love to rally for that. I'd love to lobby for that to happen. Yeah.
One of the other points in your manifesto was creating a personalised app for students based on society membership. Yeah. Now, when I spoke to Anne Harris-Smith, the SU president last year, she also wanted an SU app to be created in her manifesto, but speaking to her, it was clear that it was still in production.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, what do you think the feasibility of your app being created, and especially in the personalised manner that you envisage?
I think that the Students' Union has the right technical skills, the right tools to do it. They have the timely tabling app already, and that's very simple to use. You log in, they know what course you do, you choose what modules you have, and then all your timetables are there. Bam, bam, bam. And you can, that's what I use to get to my lectures. So I think the technology is there, and it is possible for the SU to do it. Why can't we do the same sort of thing where we create an app and just let students type in their interests and sign up for their interests, and whenever an event is put on, then it goes onto the app. So I might be naive, but I think it is very, very possible. They have the technology. They've already seen the technology. They have the people in the Students' Union who can make this happen, so I'd love for it to happen. I think it would make such a difference in student experience. Again, it comes down to publicity. If we can make sure that everybody who wants to go to an event knows that the event's happening, whether it's through an app, whether it's through Facebook, whether it's through the Students' Union website, that is such a good step for me.
And thinking about that, we spoke to some students who said that they would prefer to focus on making the SU website more accessible to mobile users, because it is a struggle to use it your phone. Do you think we should place emphasis on that first rather than an app?
Why not do both? But the website is, I know they've done the revamp. I don't mean to sound negative about the SU, because I do love the SU. I love everything that they do. I think the union's fantastic. But the Students' Union website is a place for improvement. When you look through the events on the Students' Union website, it's very hard to navigate through. When you look at the Societies page, it's very dated. So yes, I do think that the Students' Union website, the accessibility, again, the publicity of the Students' Union website could really be improved, especially for mobile users, because everybody's on their phones nowadays. But I don't see why both can't be pushed for. I think that, again, they have the technology for it, so why not?
And another point that you made was introducing a how-to guide for international students in their mother tongue. I was just wondering, what kind of stuff do you have in mind for the how-to guide? You know, is it more than just settling into a different country? Is it going to be very, you know, because if you think about it, we get people from all different sorts of countries where there's different cultures, so it's quite hard to adapt for each of those individual countries.
Of course. And again, I think it will take a bit of time to really finalise what would be in the guide, but I think, having spoke to a lot of international students myself, they feel like they are dropped in the deep end because they are going to another country. Obviously, they do have some support in terms of like welcome packs, but it's just not there. It would be nice if they got a big pack of everything that comes with becoming a new student at Nottingham. So from the nightlife to what interests they can get involved in, to just little things like how to enrol to Moodle, how to enrol to your modules, where everything is in a clearer manner. I think there is so much there that international students can really benefit from if it was set out a lot clearer for them and in a language that obviously a lot of students, it's not going to be their first language, English. So it would be great if, especially for like the Chinese students, I know we have a lot of them, if they could just have all of these guides in their mother language.
And another thing you talked about was to improve the event frequency in Jubilee. And what kind of events did you have in mind? And what kind of effect do you think that Jubilee only events would have on the student body?
I think the problem with Jubilee is it's a bit too far for, if there's an event on, I've spoken to some students and they think, can't be asked to trek to Uni Park. Why isn't there more going on in Jubilee? And they do some events, but there's not, they put on some stalls, and especially with like Refresh and stuff like that, they make an effort. But again, it's like, we can improve on this. This is a space where these other campuses, we can really push for more events there. So again, whether it's just like more engaging events just to get Newark and Southwell together, whether it's like more like sports days or fun days for them over there, or whether again we go down the career path and put on more fairs over in Jubilee campus. Because I think, having spoke to, obviously I haven't lived there myself, but having spoke to the students from the campus, they say that there is a lack of those events, so it would be nice not to make sure they're not forgotten about.
So Jubilee students definitely feel that this is a need for them to have events to on their campus. So you know, you don't think hopper buses maybe are good enough?
I think a hopper bus is saying your campus is not as important as ours, so you've got to come to us. And that's not the right kind of attitude that I want to adapt. And from having spoke to students who live on Jubilee, again, it's like, why can't we put on events over there? Why can't we put on more events? Obviously, they're not going to be as big as Uni Park events. Again, I'd love to see more student union run events just throughout the year. But why can we not do it? I think we, again, have all the tools and all the resources to just make sure that they feel like there's a place for them and that there is enough events going on for them.
You're listening to Question Time
on URN.
Back to your manifesto.
Yes.
One of your ideas is to make welcome mentors more visible throughout the year.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but is it a year-long position at the moment?
No, it's not. At the minute, having been in committee, it's a week long, and they tried to make it a bit longer again. They made the welcome mentor, the contract, a bit longer. But I think it'd be a really good idea if the welcome mentors just had more of a year-long presence. So they check up on them sort of maybe once a term, like get involved more with the sort of hall. I think it'd be really beneficial, just from my experience of being a welcome mentor myself.
And you also talk about giving more support for smaller societies. What did you have in mind, kind of financial or
I think what it is that having spoke to some of these small societies, they have a lot of problems because they feel like the SU sort of overshadows them and sort of focus on the big societies like NEFs and Law, and it's hard for them to develop. So a lot of these small societies, they just want more engagement. They want to maybe strive to become a silver or gold star society, which through the star point system, I don't know if you know about that, but they feel like it's difficult for them because of the size of their society, and they often feel like they need more support. So it'd be good to put that in place. It'd be good for them to, I know they have their representative development coordinator, but it would be good if they had just more support so that they could achieve what they want to achieve.
Now we've had a text come in from Connor, who says, in Martin's manifesto, he seems to put a lot more emphasis on his experience than his aims. What do you agree with that? Was, you know, having done the elections last year as well, I have seen longer manifestos.
I think the problem with the manifesto is it was 200 words for each part. So I do have a lot more ideas and a lot more aims, but I can't sort of put them in the manifesto because there was a character limit, unfortunately. So it wasn't a case of put more on my experience, it was a case of I used all the words that I could for each part, but I did want to make sure that all the aims were clear, so that's why I went into a bit more, which meant that a bit less of my manifesto is shown there. If you keep updated with my manifesto page, my campaign page, it's like Vote Martin for activities, probably have to find it on Facebook, you will see a more in-depth sort of aims in my manifesto. So yeah, I do have a lot more to come. It's just that I couldn't get it all on the Students' Union website.
Could you give us some examples of some of the aims that didn't make it onto the manifesto?
Not off the top of my head, because my memory's not good enough. I haven't memorised the manifesto back to back. I do apologise for that, but I can assure you that there is more on there, and it will be probably going live tomorrow. I'll probably post a more in-depth review of the manifesto, so do keep your eyes open for that. You'll be able to see a bit more of my aims rather than just my experience. I do apologise if it does seem like I'm just trying to talk about all my experiences. That's not the way it was.
You mentioned as well focusing on training for specific committee positions. Mm. Now, obviously, something like treasurer, yeah, there's some kind of general skills there, but maybe, you know, Magic Sock are going to have a different kind of committee to, you know, JSOC or something like that.
Yeah.
So kind of what would be your thinking to broaden that?
So the way I see it is, so like activities reps within societies, they don't need to do any training. The way I see it, the way I've been told is that within a committee, that four of their committee members have to go to bronze training. That is all that is compulsory. So I think that's a shame. I think it'd be good if every committee member had to at least attend training, and then secondly gets training catered to them. So of course JSOC's going to be different to Magic Sock, but if they all have an events representative, it'd be good if that events person went to the specific training for them. I know that it is available as like a silver training, but I think that that's just not good enough if you're going to run a society. I think that's one area that can be improved.
Talking about your experience as well, what are some of the skills that you've gained from, you know, there's a lot of different roles you've put there, and a lot of different roles you've undertaken in your time at Nottingham. You know, what are some of the skills you've gained from that, and how will they help you be a good activities officer?
I say this before, I think that with the Students' Union, with societies in general, they have some key common aims. One is to put on events. Two is to sort of support students, and three is to just sort of like get their aim of what they are as a society out there. And I think in terms of those sort of aims, I have all the relevant skills. I've done, as you can tell, a lot of event work. So I've had an event internship. I work for an event student promotional company. I've done all the event experience within the Welcome Committee. Done a lot of leadership sort of stuff. I've led teams from, you know, sort of 10 to 50 to 180 in terms of the Welcome Mentors. And I've done a lot of work in sales and publicity and trying to sell something and make sure that people know about it. So the leadership skills, the event experience, the sort of personability and know-how of that area, I think these are all going to be really key to me being activities officer.
And finally, if you could do a, you know, a kind of last appeal to people as to why, you know, you'd be a good candidate and why people should vote for you.
I have a massive, massive passion for the student experience. I say it does sound cliche, but I've had the best time at Nottingham, and there are reasons for that. But I've also seen in my time ways that the union can sort of continue to keep making the student experience better, and I'd love the opportunity to be able to give the students a voice. I'm all about inclusivity, and I'm all about sort of just, as I say, the student experience. So I want to make all societies have a voice. I want to represent everybody really well. I'm very passionate, and I do have all the skills I think are necessary for the role, and I think that people can put their faith in me. If anybody stops me in the street and speaks to me, they'll understand what sort of person I am. They'll understand I'm the kind of person that if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to get the job done, and they understand that I'm sort of the person that's personable and does want to support everybody and make sure everybody is sort of happy. So I think, yeah, I'd be a great activities officer. I'd just say watch out for my campaign. Keep up to date with what's going on.